听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 31. There are at least 2 hours.
一连几天的旅行就要结束了，你在火车上感到厌烦。同伴说还有至少2个钟头。
There are at least 2 hours. There are at least 2 hours.
在他离开这座城市那天，很多人都依依不舍地来相送。你说那天至少有100人来。
There were at least 100 people present. There were at least 100 people present.
丈夫不同意修理这座老房子，他说修理至少要5000元。
The repairs will cost at least $5,000. The repairs will cost at least $5,000.
你们谈得很投机，把时间都忘了。你一看手表说，至少3个钟头过去了。
At least 3 hours slipped away. At least 3 hours slipped away.
他对参赛信心不足，你认为却是好机会，就鼓励他说至少要试一下。
You may try it at least. You may try it at least.
听说你轻易把那个骗你的人放走了，他说至少你也该警告他。
You should at least have warned him.You should at least have warned him.
朋友说他已经3个月没领到薪水了。你说这事他至少应该早告诉你。
You might at least have told me. You might at least have told me.
你告诉车主你一下子拿不出这么多钱。车主说你至少要付一半。
You should pay half of it at least. You should pay half of it at least.Unit 32. Would you go through the contract?
你拿着起草好的合同文本对老板说，你想请他过目一下这份合同。
Would you go through the contract, sir? Would you go through the contract, sir?
经理让你在开会前搞清楚那些信件的内容。你说，一小时之内你读不完这些信。
I can't go through these letters in an hour.I can't go through these letters in an hour.
经理觉得有笔费用计算的不对，就请会计检查一下账目。
Go through the account. Go through the account.
到考试结束只有5分钟了，考官说再最后检查一下考卷。
Go through the paper for the last time. Go through the paper for the last time.
休会之后，主持人说， 让你们讨论一下刚才谈过的话题。
Let's go through the discussion we've just talked about. Let's go through the discussion we just talked about.
你新写了一本书，你对教授说想请他审阅一下这本书。
I'd like you to go through the book. I'd like you to go through the book.
计划写出来了，董事长说大家一起来讨论一下。
Let's go through the plan all together. Let's go through the plan all together.
你问老板看过报告以后有什么意见？老板说他很抱歉，还没有看过。
I'm sorry, I haven't gone through it. I'm sorry, I haven't gone through it. Unit 33. Bad habits aren't easily given up.
老师劝孩子们不要乱花钱，他说坏的习惯很难更改。
Bad habits aren't easily given up. Bad habits aren't easily given up.
大家都发现 Mike 不再像以前那样爱咳了，他说他戒烟了。
I gave up cigarettes. I gave up cigarettes.
你丈夫修了半天的洗衣机都没有修好，他说他不修了。
I give up, darling. I give up, darling.
你问 Peter 还在踢球吗？他说他自己受伤以后就不再踢了。
I gave up playing football after I was hurt. I gave up playing football after I was hurt.
从今以后，你每天晚上都要上夜校了。你说散步的习惯不得不放弃了。
I'll have to give up going for walks. I'll have to give up going for walks.
智力抢答超出了他的智力水平。他说太难了，他不回答了。
That's too difficult.I give up. That's too difficult. I give up.
同学问你是否还想做职业律师，你说你很久以前就放弃了这种想法。
I've given up the idea long ago. I've given up the idea long ago.
母亲问你订好了机票为什么还没有走，你说你放弃了这次旅行。
I gave up the journey. I gave up the journey.Unit 34. I can hardly get out of the house.
父亲刚要出门又回来了。他说雪太大，他说连门都出不去了。
I can hardly get out of the house. I can hardly get out of the house.
你一年都没有见过他，以为他出国了。可是有一次突然在街上遇到他，你说简直没有想到他还在这儿。
I hardly expected to find you still here. I hardly expected to find you still here.
在记者招待会上，他提出了问题，可是你说他提到的问题几乎都没有切中要害。
The questions you raised are hardly to the point. The questions you raised are hardly to the point.
那天他显然是不同意你的想法，你说。他一直都没说什么话。
He hardly spoke a word the whole time. He hardly spoke a word the whole time.
他刚刚赚到一点钱，就计划去买贵重的衣服。你说，现在根本不是购买贵重衣服的时候。
This is hardly the time for buying expensive clothes. This is hardly the time for buying expensive clothes.
他借了你的书不还。你对他说，他别再指望你借东西给他了。
You can hardly expect me to lend you something again. You can hardly expect me to lend you something again.
弟弟遇到老朋友，朝人家打口哨，你说那可不是对熟人打招呼的方式。
That's hardly the way to greet a friend. That's hardly the way to greet a friend.
他说他一天写了五首诗。你说难以置信。
I can hardly believe that. I can hardly believe that. Unit 35. I can give you some advice.
在这方面你很有经验。你对他说，你可以给他一些建议。
I can give you some advice. I can give you some advice.
你觉得还想了解的多一点儿，就对他说是否可以提供更多的信息。
Can you give me more information? Can you give me more information?
老人已经退休在家，他说只有诗歌和绘画可以带给他乐趣。
Only poetry and painting give me pleasure. Only poetry and painting give me pleasure.
你打扰了人家的休息时间，你得向他表示抱歉，给他带来许多麻烦。
I'm sorry for giving you so much trouble. I'm sorry for giving you so much trouble.
他一直都想亲自见这位市长，今天收到了他的请柬，他说这个请柬使他特别高兴。
The invitation gives me particular joy. The invitation gives me particular joy.
你知道大家都疲倦了，就鼓励大家说，只有艰苦努力才有好结果。
Only hard work gives good results. Only hard work gives good results.
这些朋友在你创办公司之初都曾帮过你，你说这就是为什么你给他们发出了邀请。
This is why I gave them the invitation. This is why I gave them the invitation. Unit 36. I'll come along as often as possible.
母亲说，同在一座城市，可是你两个月都不回家一次。你歉意地说，你会尽可能经常回来。
I'll come along as often as possible.I'll come along as often as possible.
你又要远行了，你让母亲不要担忧，说你会尽快的写信。
I'll write as soon as possible. I'll write as soon as possible.
主任叮嘱你明天按时来开会，你是重要角色。你答应他说你会尽可能早点来。
I'll be here as early as possible. I'll be here as early as possible.
车已经在外面等候了，你冲进房里说，你要尽快地打点行装。
I'll have to pack up as quickly as possible. I'll have to pack up as quickly as possible.
你很乐意帮助朋友管理这个新办的健美中心，你说你有多大劲就会使多大劲。
I'll do it as much as possible. I'll do it as much as possible.
老板埋怨你没有尽职尽责，你说你已经尽全力去做了。
I've tried as hard as possible. I've tried as hard as possible.
老板错以为你有力不用，他说你没有全力以赴地去工作。
You haven't worked as hard as possible. You haven't worked as hard as possible.
你要朋友帮忙，可又怕他忙得顾不上，就问他会不会尽快相助。
Will you help me as soon as possible? Will you help me as soon as possible? Unit 37. I'll explain the matter to you in my letter.
女朋友打电话问你怎么不去看她，你说你会在信中向她解释。
I'll explain the matter to you in my letter. I'll explain the matter to you in my letter.
老师告诉了你答案，你还是不明白。就请他把问题再解释一下。
Would you explain the question again? Would you explain the question again?
老师不许你用汉语去解释，他说，请你用英语来解释。
Would you explain it in English? Would you explain it in English?
你明知这是违反纪律，却做了。你说，你得想个办法做出解释。
I've got to think of a way to explain. I've got to think of a way to explain.
你又迟到了，老师说希望你能对此做出解释。
I hope you can explain yourself. I hope you can explain yourself.
他已经知道自己错了，却还在申辩。你说，当你犯了错时，千万不要为自己辩解。
When you know you're wrong, never explain.When you know you're wrong, never explain.
你对这种新的健美器材很感兴趣，就请店员解释一下如何使用。
Would you explain how to use it? Would you explain how to use it?
你做过简要的解释以后，你说你还会做出详细解释的。
I'll explain that in detail. Unit 38. I go there every day except Sunday.
听你说在参加健身，姐姐问你几天去一次，你说除了星期天，其他的时间每天去。
I go there every day except Sunday. I go there every day except Sunday.
你新买的首饰不知道掉在哪里了，你说除了床底下你都找遍了。
I looked everywhere except under the bed. I looked everywhere except under the bed.
你知道那个人吝惜钱财，你说他什么都可以帮你，就是不会借给你钱。
He would do anything except lend me money. He would do anything except lend me money.
周末你整整两天都在粉刷墙壁，你对同事说这是一个繁忙的周末，除了干活什么都没干。
I did nothing except work. I did nothing except work.
妹妹最不喜欢的家务活就是做饭，她说除了做饭干什么都可以。
I can do everything except cooking. I can do everything except cooking.
老师说话总是照顾人的面子，她说除了几个拼写错误以外，你的作文写得不错。
Your composition is good, except for some misspellings. Your composition is good, except for some misspellings.
谈到丈夫的优点，你客观地说，他哪儿都好，就是吸烟太多。
He is perfect, except that he smokes too much. He's perfect, except that he smokes too much. Unit 39. We knew each other since we were children.
你向同事介绍你儿时的好友，你说你们儿时就认识。
We knew each other since we were children. We knew each other since we were children.
你和男友发生了争执，弟弟说你们可能是相互误会了。
You may have misunderstood each other. You may have misunderstood each other.
丈夫说从妻子那里学到了勤俭，妻子说从丈夫那里学来了忍耐。你对他们说，你们可能是相互影响。
You probably influence each other. You probably influence each other.
你跟他打招呼，他好像不认识你。你告诉他，你们是邻居。
Our rooms are next to each other. Our rooms are next to each other.
老师想让学生两人一组练习复述故事，就对大家说请把故事复述给对方。
Please tell the story to each other. Please tell the story to each other.
你跟外教说希望向他学英语，他正好要学汉语，你说你们可以互相帮助。
We can help each other. We can help each other.
周末你跟朋友一起散步，你建议说你们各自谈一下学习计划。
Let's talk about our study plan with each other. Let's talk about our study plan with each other.
老师让两人一组练习对话，他说你们可以彼此面对面坐下来谈。
You can sit down opposite to each other and talk. You can sit down opposite to each other and talk. Unit 40. You must be tired, I assume.
看客人累了，你就请他回房休息，说你猜他一定是累了。
You must be tired, I assume. You must be tired, I assume.
大家都不知道他去哪里了，你说你猜他是去散步了。
I assume that he has gone for a walk. I assume that he has gone for a walk.
这位专家对有关资料进行了大量的分析，他说他推断火星上没有生命。
I assume that there is no animal life on Mars. I assume that there is no animal life on Mars.
他走的时候没有保证一定能够提前来，你说你猜他会尽可能早来的。
I assume he will come as soon as possible. I assume he will come as soon as possible.
他俩在不久前刚刚因为什么发生了争执， 你说你猜他们不想见面。
I assume they don't want to see each other. I assume they don't want to see each other.
你只讲了那件事情的可能性，并未下结论。你说这仅仅是你的猜想。
This is what I have assumed. This is what I have assumed.
你的病好了，医生说他认为你明天就可以回家。
I assume you will be able to go home tomorrow. I assume you will be able to go home tomorrow.
老板要你去办公室见他，你对同事说，你觉得一定是有什么重要的事了。
There must be something important, I assume.There must be something important, I assume. Unit 41. I've almost finished it.
朋友问你编辑工作进行得怎么样了，你说你快要把导言完成了。
I've almost finished the introduction. I've almost finished the introduction.
他很担心第一次约会就迟到，他说他几乎是一路跑过来的。
I almost ran all the way. I almost ran all the way.
他在那边毒性正浓，你提醒他快要十一点了。
It's almost 11 o'clock. It's almost 11 o'clock.
他一定是爱上你了。朋友说他几乎每天都打电话给你。
She calls you almost every day. She calls you almost every day.
他的想法正是你的想法，你说几乎他的每一个字你都同意。
I agree with almost every word of yours. I agree with almost every word of yours.
你家乡每年的雪景都很美，你说今年可几乎没下什么雪。
There is almost no snow this year. There is almost no snow this year.
他自从生了小孩胖多了。你对他说，你几乎认不出他了。
I almost didn't recognize you. I almost didn't recognize you.
英语考试你得了60分，你说你差一点没及格。
I almost didn't pass the English exam. I almost didn't pass the English exam. Unit 42. Have you ever been abroad?
你的英语讲得很漂亮。别人问你是否出过国。
Have you ever been abroad? Have you ever been abroad?
带外国朋友游北京，你问他有没有去过颐和园。
Have you ever been to the Summer Palace? Have you ever been to the Summer Palace?
你朋友说他去过好几个国家，你问他是否去过蒙古。
Have you ever been to Mongolia?Have you ever been to Mongolia?
朋友问你新开的景点有去没有，你说你从未去过。
I've never been there. I've never been there.
你家一直住在上海，你说你还从未离开过上海。
I've never been out of Shanghai. I've never been out of Shanghai.
老外说自己是个中国通。他说他去过中国的许多地方。
I've been to many places in China. I've been to many places in China.
你说长城是中国的象征，他说他去过两三次了。
I've been there two or three times. I've been there two or three times.
你在国内走访过许多名山大川，你说西藏是你唯一没有去过的地方。
Tibet is the only place I've never been to. Tibet is the only place I've never been to. Unit 43. It looks like rain.
老农抬头看了看天上密布的阴云，说天像是要下雨了。
It looks like rain. It looks like rain.
雨下了一天还不见停，你说看来这雨要持续下去了。
The rain looks like it's lasting. The rain looks like it's lasting.
圣诞前夕，大雪纷飞。孩子们说，看来要过一个银色圣诞了。
It looks like we'll have a white Christmas. It looks like we'll have a white Christmas.
有人提出一些看法，你不同意。你说，你看似乎不是这样。
It doesn't look like it to me. It doesn't look like it to me.
那人应聘时说他有20年的专业经验。你说，看来他是合适的人选。
It looks like he is the right person. It looks like he is the right person.
近来股市价格上涨，你说看来经济有转机了。
It looks like the economy is turning around. It looks like the economy is turning around.
市场上黄金饰品被一抢而空，你说看来金价要上涨了。
It looks like the price of gold will go up.It looks like the price of gold will go up.
这地区的人对这种产品不喜欢。你说，看来这里的市场有限。
It looks like the market here is limited. It looks like the market here is limited. Unit 44. You're asking for too much.
朋友说，妻子总不能让他满意，而你认为他已经够贤惠了。你对他说，可能他要求的太多了。
Perhaps you're asking for too much. Perhaps you're asking for too much.
你喜欢与他们在一起，你说你们有很多共同之处。
We have too much in common. We have too much in common.
朋友把绩优册给你看，问你在这方面有没有很大的兴趣。
Do you have much interest in it? Do you have much interest in it?
你不喜欢现在这份清闲的工作，你说你没有什么事可做。
There's nothing much I can do. There's nothing much I can do.
那个人讲完以后说，今天就讲这么多吧，再见。
So much for today. Goodbye. So much for today. Goodbye.
伯父希望你多来玩，他说，自从你工作以后，就不像以前那样经常来了。
Since you started working, you didn't come as much as you used to. Since you started working, you didn't come as much as you used to.
听说同学们都去健身了，你说你没有那么多时间去。
I don't have much time to go. I don't have much time to go.
弟弟说咱们干脆天黑之后再回家，你说那反倒好些，天气会凉爽些。
So much the better, it'll be cooler. So much the better, it'll be cooler. Unit 45, what do you feel like?
朋友应邀来你家做客，他一进门你就问他，想来点什么？
What do you feel like?What do you feel like?
你想到大家走了这么远的路，一定渴了，就问，有没有人想喝点什么？
Does anybody feel like drinking something? Does anybody feel like drinking something?
你刚下飞机回到家，母亲就忙着给你做饭，你说，你现在什么都不想吃。
I don't feel like eating anything. I don't feel like eating anything.
加班工作很久，觉得有点困乏。你问同事，想不想去散散步
？Do you feel like a walk? Do you feel like a walk?
丈夫干了一天的活，他说他这会儿只想躺在床上，什么都不去想。
I feel like lying on a bed and worrying about nothing now. I feel like lying on a bed and worrying about nothing now.
早点时，妻子问你还想要点什么，你说你想再要一杯牛奶。
I feel like another cup of milk. I feel like another cup of milk.
明天一大早你就得起早赶路，你说今晚你不想喝啤酒了。
I don't feel like beer tonight. I don't feel like beer tonight.
今天的天气太适合游泳了，你问朋友想不想去游泳。
Do you feel like a swim? Do you feel like a swim? Mm-hmm.